The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Sydney Ellen with KROS Radio and Erica Barrett at Daily Gate City. Erica, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thanks, Senator Grassley. I'm from Keokuk, Iowa, and my questions are going to today center on the rural emergency hospital legislation, which I know you've pushed for federally. And now it's going to take the legislature is going to hit the floor in January. And so when I was talking with our House Rep, Martin Graber, and he had mentioned one of the first things he'd do in the session was to legalize standalone ERs in Iowa. But according to my understanding, there's already two in Iowa. And so I was curious about what the confusion was, if you were aware that standalone ERs were legal, and if there's like two different types, and one of them is federally not allowed to accept Medicaid and Medicare, and if that's maybe what he was referring to. I don't know if you have any ideas about what it would look like on in the state legislature.
I don't know whether I can fill in all the details you want, but I can tell you this, that over the course of the last 10 years, not so much in Iowa, thank God Keokuk's one of the very few examples we've had of hospitals being in trouble in Iowa, but nationwide we've had about a couple hundred hospitals in the last 10 years that you call rural hospitals, critical access hospitals, go out of business. And that's why I got the Rural Emergency Hospital Program set up that was signed by President Trump before he left office. And we just got the regulations out, and I'm hoping that Keokuk will be able to qualify for Rural Emergency Hospital Program. If they can, they're able to maintain most of the work that the hospital would do except for the residential beds. Sydney.
All right, my question is more about your opinion on with Iowa might possibly getting moved out of its caucus spot and not becoming first. I just kind of, what's your take on that?
My take on it, it's a sad commentary that the Democrat National Committee, I'm not accusing the Iowa Democrats of doing this, but the Democrat National Party is deciding that Iowa should not be first in the nation. And since 1972, both for Republican and Democrat parties, we've been first in the nation caucus, followed by New Hampshire first in the nation primary, and that bipartisanship in both states and the bi-state relationship has been working pretty well for almost 50-some years now. And I'm disappointed that the Democrat National Committee wants to change it. And I'm also glad that Iowa Republicans want to keep first in the nation. So we may have two different days that caucuses are held in Iowa, one time for Democrats, one time for Republicans. And I resent the Democrats saying that Iowa isn't qualified because we're not enough of a diversified population to be first in the nation. But I always say that Carter would never be president of the United States, 76 to 80, if he hadn't got started in Iowa. He just barely won Iowa, not by a very wide margin, but it got him started to become president of the United States. And the same thing with Obama. Obama was an African American, and he had to show the Democrats throughout the country that he could win, let's say, majority people's votes, and he carried Iowa, and I think that got him well started to be president of the United States for 8 years. Erica?
Thank you. So we've been looking at REH designation, and it hasn't been working out for us so far, but one of the things we're looking at is standalone ERs, and there's two. One's owned by the hospitals and one's owned privately. Currently, you're not allowed. Privately owned hospitals can accept payments from Medicaid and Medicare. I'm wondering if in the future, federally, people will work to change that legislation so that privately owned hospitals can accept Medicaid, Medicare. Do you have any thoughts on whether that will change anytime soon?
Well, I'd be in favor of the change. I don't know the possibilities of getting it done, and I don't know that it needs to be done by law or by regulation. But if the people there that are working on this will, as they have for the last 2 years, been in touch with Nick of my staff, who does all of my health care stuff, he'll be glad to continue work with him, see what we can do to help him. Sydney.
I'd heard that Governor Kim Reynolds was talking about trying to lower Iowa income tax, and I've heard a lot of back and forth about property taxes. And so I guess I just ask, if the income tax is lowered, you know, what would that be pulling from? You know, what's your stance on that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't know that I was going beyond their present law as far as the individual income tax is concerned, and I'm not in a position to advocate for what they should be doing, but Iowa is over a period of 2 years, maybe it's 3 years, I don't know how whether it phases in 2 or 3 years, but either way, we will be down to 3.9% flat tax. And I'm not, and that would be, there'd only be four states that have a lower income tax than we have. And I think there might be five or six states that don't have any income tax. So from that standpoint, I haven't heard that Iowa wants to go below the 3.9. Back to Erica.
Okay, switching gears just a little bit. With the bipartisan letter you and Senator Warren wrote in regards to retired military personnel accepting jobs from foreign countries, you sent a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and you're waiting to hear back by December 16th. Have you heard back from him, and will those answers be made available to the public?
Those answers will be made available to the public. There's hardly any of our oversight work, investigation work, that we can't talk publicly about. And we have not had answers, and when we get answers, we'll see that there's a press release that goes out with them, and I'll do interviews if people want to interview me. Sydney?
All right. With the midterms being wrapped up, and of course, people are already getting kind of amped up for the presidential election, what are your thoughts on President Trump announcing his him running?
Well, we in Iowa, especially Republicans now staying first in the nation on the caucus, we are going to invite as many people that want to run for president to run for president and hope that they'll campaign in Iowa. And most of us that are Republican leaders, like office holders like me, the governor, I think, has the same frame of mind. We generally don't endorse candidates, and we expect people to compete and work Iowa hard, and that would apply to everybody. Erica?
I noticed that in a lot of your press releases, you've highlighted some bipartisan work that you've done with senators across the aisle. How important is this bipartisan work in ever-increasing polarization of political parties?
Yeah. Well, absolutely necessary in the United States Senate, where it takes 60 votes to get something done. So you can't do it just with 50 Republicans or 50 Democrats. And 60 votes to stop debate, that's what you call the filibuster. So it's hardly worth introducing a bill if you don't have Republican and Democrat co-sponsors. I've got a pretty good record in regard to this, so I would send you to the Georgetown University website, click on Lugar, L-U-G-A-R, after Senator Lugar. He established a center there before he died, and they take a survey every year of senators working in a bipartisan way, and you'll find that I've never been, let's say, lower than number 12 in people working in a bipartisan way. Sometimes 5, 6, 7, more recently 12, in other words, only 11 senators work more in a bipartisan way than I do out of 1,000. The next one will be the last question.
All right. I guess my last question would just be, with your new term coming up, you know, what are your main focuses? What are some things that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, let's say in the big picture, it would be the Farm Bill, because every 5 years we have to pass a new Farm Bill. And that, I'm a member of the Agriculture Committee. That's very important for Iowa, being one of our leading industries in Iowa. But more personally, with things that I introduce myself, they would fall into three categories. One, to get more fair market for Iowa cattle producers. Number two, to tackle big tech like Klobuchar and Grassley are trying to do through our bill, because big tech platforms like Google, they discriminate against small business people that use their platforms. And then thirdly, to get prescription drug prices down. Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Sydney and Erica, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.